and welcome back to BAM Biographies. I'm Tom, your host, and I'm back with a little catch-up about what's been happening over the last month since the last episode went out, and what you can expect from the upcoming episode. Firstly, a huge thank you goes out to each and every one of you that took the time to listen to the Sex Pistols story, and a bigger thanks to those of you that have subscribed and come back for more. I can't tell you what it means to me. As well as those that subscribed, I also want to give a special shout out to those that have been in touch, and especially those of you that have left reviews on Apple Podcasts, like these guys. Now, the first three were all given on the 26th of April. One from Audio Joe 4444. He says, "Well written, well researched and superbly presented. This is a wonderful document that will only grow in stature and value, one for the ages." Thanks very much, Audio Joe, or Adam, as I know. The second, Infectious Passion, it's titled, this one from Newthurian. Tom has done his homework on this show. His passion for both the music and making the podcast shine. The series is well researched and delivered. Excited to watch this show grow. Thanks very much, Newthurian. I know who you are as well. The next one is one I don't know. Someone called Pod Prodder that says, "Great start to what promised to be an interesting and informative podcast. Have subscribed and eagerly awaiting the next episode." Not long to wait now, Pod Prodder. Probably within the next week. Then the next day we got one from Rated H Podcast, which is my good friend Smokey. It could be Ben, but I think it's Smokey. He's written, "This is fantastic. Tom's delivery is utterly wonderful. The research was obviously meticulously done with an incredible amount of love for the subject matter. A brilliant beginning for a show that is already a must listen." So thanks very much for that. And on the 28th of April, we got one from Ollie's Paw. Again, not quite sure who you are, Ollie, or Ollie's Paw. He said, "Very easy to listen to and full of interesting info. Look forward to future episodes." And there's also a few more ratings than that. All 5 stars so far, which is lovely. The reason that I'm shouting this out, it's slightly backslapping, but it's also that I hope to encourage you to get involved and leave some more ratings and reviews as we go. The reviews mean a great deal to me and really do help get the show noticed. So please, if you haven't done so, I'd love for as many of you as possible to go and leave at least a 5-star rating. That takes no time at all. It's literally clicking on the show and then clicking 5 stars. But better still, add a review. It doesn't even have to be about your reaction to the show. Perhaps you want to leave a review of the best gig you've ever been to, or your favourite song or album by the band on that month's episode. Be creative with it, why not? And anyone who does leave a review will get them mentioned on these shorter episodes. Extra special props go out to the guys who vetted the first show, Adam, Ant, Smokey, Scott and Stephen. Stephen especially gets an extra mention for designing the artwork for the podcast, which I failed to mention on the opening miniature show. If you want to get in touch with him, you can find him on Twitter at Propaganda Media, which is at Propaganda 4, which is Propaganda 4. The show's had some lovely shout-outs on some other podcasts as well, including on Anywhere But Here, which, you know, is my other podcast with my friend and occasional musical partner Ant. The Rated H podcast, who we've just heard a review from there. A horror film review podcast by Smokey and Ben. The All Seeing Guys podcast has shouted us out and played the trailer on one of their episodes recently with Greg and Joe. And finally, Adam from the Attaboy Clarence and Secret History of Hollywood podcast, who has offered me invaluable support and advice over the last few weeks. I really, really appreciate it. All top blokes. Last but by no means least, I need to thank my amazingly supportive partner Joe, who I'm sure would rather I didn't spend so much time writing and recording these, but who puts up with it so gracefully. Now, most of these people I've known for a good few years, mainly through podcasting, but there have been a couple of people who aren't podcasters that I'd also like to give a mention to right now. Firstly, I was chuffed to bits to get a live tweet along from one of the biggest podcast supporters out there, Mr. Robbie Polanco. Great to have you along for the ride and interacting. Secondly, Steve Marshall, who I don't know at all. He got in touch about 2 hours after I released the Sex Pistols episode, which was literally just enough time to have listened to it in one sitting. he shared with me a picture of his God Save the Queen art poster that he's had signed by the original artist Jamie Reed. Steve apparently was around in the punk scene at the time, said he enjoyed the episode and pointed me in the direction of a Malcolm McLaren documentary, which I hope to use for future episodes. Thank you so much for getting in touch. I hope you continue to enjoy the show as it progresses, and I hope that I can stir up some more fond memories. What I will say at this point, now I'm done patting myself on the back, is that I think there were some problems with the Sex Pistols episode. I may well go back and touch it up in the future. Namely, and I may be wrong on this, but the pacing. Listening back to the piece as a whole, I thought parts of it were rushed, and I could have left some more space for the listener to digest what had just been said, rather than getting straight onto the next bit of the story. And this is something I hope to be more aware of going forwards. It also made me wonder a bit if people would prefer the episodes to be cut into smaller, bite-sized pieces that are released more frequently, like every week. Let me know what you think. The second thing is long lists. I love a long list. It kind of amuses me, but I admit that I really should have kept a couple of those lists in the episodes of films or musical acts that have played in the marquee, for example, much shorter, so that will be something that I curb on future releases. One of the things I also realise is that I set myself a relatively high bar with that first episode. I'd already got two and a bit more episodes scripted and one halfway recorded, but it struck me that I hadn't done as thorough a job on them as I had on the first one. So I redrafted them all and added more material to both of the finished scripts, making them easily two or three times longer each. A couple of weeks ago, I sat down to record the new scripts and got the next two episodes finished, as well as the start of the fourth, which, when that's finally done, will take me up to the end of July. I desperately wanted to get all of these done by the end of May, but the weather has been so beautiful lately that locking myself in a shed for hours at a time hasn't seemed that appealing somehow. Still, by the end of June, I hope to have at least another two more episodes written and recorded, which will see me through to the end of September, which is quite an exciting thought. The more immediate plan is that the next episode is due out on Friday. Something else I failed to mention in my teaser for the series is that I envision these episodes to be released monthly on the last Friday of every month, with one of these shorter episodes released a few days ahead of the main one to keep you in the loop, give some shout-outs, and let you know what band the next episode is going to be about. So it's my great pleasure to say that in a few days' time, I will be releasing the story of The Damned, a band that did it all, even before the Sex Pistols, and is somehow still going as strong today, if not stronger, than when it first started out. As I record this, I've just finished re-recording some of the lines and have all the material for the backing soundtrack lined up, meaning I have around a week to get it finished. If the Sex Pistols episode is anything to go by, I'll be tweaking tiny parts of it all the way up to the point I upload it. But I will get it done by Friday, May the 29th. Unless I don't, in which case I'll let you know through the various social channels, Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. So I'd better crack on, I guess. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, and I hope to hear from you in the very near future. Till next time, see you in the pit.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.